You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Who was the first one through? That was Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm very nervous because it's the first time I've played Rattle Off.
Oh, I'm nervous for you.
Oh, I am too.
I'm freaking out.
Mostly I'm nervous for you because there's close to a million people around the world listening to you right now. So.
Oh, and the pressure is like so intense, like to think of five things so quickly.
I know. You're going to freeze up for sure. So good luck.
You're going to fail miserably and people are going to be talking about you all day. Yeah, basically you know what they're going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if there are Facebook posts today that say, hey, this is a great day today. Thank God I'm not that Lisa chick who
called
in.
Yeah, she ruined the day for everybody.
She fell right on her face in front of everybody.
Oh, well.
It'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you know what? There will be no blood involved. You'll be fine. What do you do for a living, Lisa?
I do mortgage loans.
Do you?
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How's the mortgage loan business right now?
What's that?
I said, how is the mortgage loan business right now?
You know, it's been a little bit bumpy, but it's all good. I still love it. And, we just keep on playing.
What's the biggest loan that you've ever put together for somebody? Do you know?
Oh, I haven't been doing it mortgages for that long. So probably, I mean, less than $1 million.
Yeah. Okay, so not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. What are rates at right now for the 30-year?
Every loan profile is different.
Sure, but, generally though.
They're bumping into the low sevens, but you can get some, in the sixes.
Can you?
Wow.
Okay. Well,
how about just a couple years ago when it was like 2.2 or whatever?
I know, they were down there so low.
Say bye-bye to the good days. So
however,
move on.
Yeah, the thing is, Lisa, there's... there's good and bad. There's two sides of the coin because also you can go find CD rates these days for like 5.5%.
How about that?
So, and we just have to all get used to the new normal.
That's right. I was listening to somebody. They're like, don't be scared. Still buy and then just refinance in a few years if they go down again.
Absolutely, because you know what's going to happen when rates start to come back down again later this year or early next year is all the buyers are coming back out again, and they're going to be competing, and it's going to be a circus again. So
yes, it will
now's
be.
The time to buy, I think. But
so if you can afford it.
I'm a dinosaur, right? I'm a really old guy, and the first house that I ever bought was in the 1980s, and interest rates at that time were, I tell people today what the interest rates were, and they think I'm making it up. But I will tell you, the first house I bought, I was able to get into a special program for first-time home buyers where I got a break on my interest rate. And you want to know what the break was?
Wasn't it in the 18% back there?
Yeah.
My break I got was just under 13%.
That's pretty good for the break,
That's what I got. Everyone else was paying at that time like 15, 16%.
Yep. Can you believe it?
So
I mean, 6, 7, 8 still doesn't sound too bad.
That's not too bad when you compare it to 15.
It's still good, historically speaking,
But we all still remember the 2.5 just a few months ago.
Yes.
I hope. And a lot of people are feeling like boxed into their houses now. They don't want to sell because they've got those good rates.
Absolutely.
You know?
I've talked to many people. They're like, I'm here forever now because of my rate. I'm not moving.
Oh, boy.
That just kind of compounds the issue with the housing shortage, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, enough about mortgage rates. Let's talk about Rattle Off, Lisa. You ready to play this game?
Yes, I think.
I think you're going to do fine.
Take a breath. Chillax a little bit.
I feel like we had a couple people drop off the line, but those of you who are still on hold, stay on hold, even if Lisa gets this, because we want to talk to everybody. Lisa, let's see how you do. 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Give us five different... And this can be old, new, doesn't matter, as long as we've heard of them. Five different dances. Five different, like the names of dances. Five different dances. Ready? And go.
Salsa, waltz, rumba, the hustle. Do-si-do. What is that when you break
dancing? I'm break dancing there at the end. Is that five?
Did
I lost track.
The do-si-do?
Yeah, why not?
Square dancing? Is that what you were trying to get to?
That's what I was trying to think of. The pressure is real.
It is, huh? I don't.
Am I
going to
give her do-si-do as a dance?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you still got five anyway, didn't
Just because it's fun to say. I think you got it.
Yeah, your break dance might have been just as the buzzer was sounding.
Yeah, it was. You got it.
Yeah, we're gonna make an executive decision and say Lisa's a winner.
Yay!
And you really do deserve points for saying do-si-do on the radio. So
that's all I could think of.
It's really
now
good.
When I told you that people are going to be posting about you today, that's what they're going to say.
Do-si-do.com just got scooped up.
It is a cookie. That's right. Hey, listen, you hold on. Josh wants to chat with you about your prize, okay?
What were you going
to
say?
You guys are amazing. You two together. I love listening to you every morning.
Oh, Lisa. Aww. We want a triple kiss right now.
Yeah. With tongues.
All right.
I'll get my puppy to do that.
Oh, that's even weirder.
We don't want to come between you and your puppies.
No.
Okay, so...
See you later. Listen, go brush your teeth. See you later.
Hold on. Don't go away, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, hold on. Ew.
That poor dog.
She's doing her own little
Who wants
do-si-do
kisses?
With the puppies. Yeah. Zachary and then Sarah, for sure, those two. Let's see what they have to say for themselves. Zachary, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to go get a pedicure, get my nails did for Pride with a buddy of mine.
Well, look
are
at
you?
That. Tom and
How
I did that. Yeah. We've done
How
that
How much
before.
Does that run you?
What's that?
How much does that run you where you go? What does it cost for your pedicure?
You know, I never get them. I'm just going for the first time. But I think it's going to be in like the $50, $60 ball range.
I think that's about right. My wife goes and gets that done. And yeah, I think it's right around there.
Yeah.
Well, I work in the kitchen, so I don't need to be getting a pedicure or a manicure because my hands are just going to get all messed up again anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Pride, special occasion, you know. Why not
go for it?
The manicure I wasn't crazy about when I got it. The pedicure I'm not because I don't like people messing with my toes.
I giggle the whole time, yeah.
So well, I would rather, but
thing.
We also
you
got
toes, right?
Jeremy loves toes.
I do.
We also, Jer and I, both got facials, and that,
Dreamy.
I was a big fan of that.
I've gone back and done facials a few more times, and I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan of the facial.
Yeah. So,
maybe
say what you want,
people. What I'm doing today.
What'd you say?
So maybe I should reconsider what I'm doing and get a facial.
No. You just do an add-on. Do the pedicure, but get an add-on, get a facial while you're at it.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It cleans out all your pores, Zachary.
And they get the blackheads, you know, and
yeah.
I do have a lot of those. A lot of blackheads.
Oh God.
Yeah. So you just feel fresh. What is this kitchen you're working in?
Shout out to Tom Starlight on Colfax.
What kind of food?
Really nice quality ingredients, little Caribbean, little Hawaiian, little Palm Springs. The cabana is probably, that they have in the back patio, is probably the best in the city. You guys definitely should check it out sometime.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm going to be back in town in just a couple of weeks. I'm going to stop by.
Like it has a very retro feel to it. I'm looking at pictures.
What's the, you guys serve adult beverages?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some really nice craft cocktails.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? What would you recommend of all your go-to cocktails?
Well, I don't work in the front of the house. I'm a cook. I work in the back.
I know, but still, you can steer me in the right direction. What should I get?
They got a mezcal margarita that's really nice.
I would try that.
Tell me more about this French toast I'm looking at online.
I couldn't tell you. I work the night, so I'm not serving breakfast.
Oh, really?
You're not very helpful today, Zachary.
You don't know much about your restaurant.
How about this? It's amazing. It's the best French toast you've ever had.
I feel like, a late night of drinking some of these cocktails, I'm going to want some French toast at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, after a mezcal margarita, I'm going to want to know about the French toast.
Yeah, add that to your night menu there, buddy.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, right?
Well, it looks lovely. Looks really good. So, nice plug.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in Michigan, and I moved here from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, right. I got a couple of connections with you. My dad was born in Cleveland, born and raised in Cleveland. And I lived in Michigan for a couple of years up by Alpena. You know where that is?
I'm looking at my hand, and I'm imagining somewhere next to the middle finger or the first finger.
It's if you're holding up your hand, it's along the middle knuckle of your pointy finger, your pointer finger, right along Lake Huron.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm familiar with it.
Just north of Bay City.
How about that?
So there you go. Got a little Michigan-Cleveland connection going here. What brought you to Colorado?
I was bored with Cleveland. And it was the next on the list. Denver was
looking
and
for
I've been
something
here for
fun.
11 years. So
you love it then. That's great.
So you're not gonna mosey along to somewhere else after this, huh? You're gonna set down your roots here?
No, I've got really great interest rates, so I'm gonna kinda stay in the house that I've got right now.
Here we go.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a special love in your life?
I do. He's great.
Okay, and I got to know where you met him.
Tinder, right before the pandemic locked everyone down.
Yeah.
And we met on Tinder, and we had a date at the park, and then everything shut down, and we just kind of stayed together.
That's nice. So first date was at the park.
It was at the park, yeah. He made breakfast lasagna. I didn't know what it was. It wasn't that good. It was cheese based, and it was hot in the sun, and he had it in a Tupperware, and he opened up the lid, and it wafted.
I mean, on the surface, breakfast lasagna sounds pretty awesome, but it sounds like he did screw this up.
But it wasn't a deal breaker. Yeah. It was not a deal breaker, though.
Not at all. He's got a really pretty face, so.
That made up
what
for
was,
it. Huh?
What was on your what was on your Tinder profile that you think might have attracted him?
I mean, it is radio, so you can't see me. But if you could, you'd understand.
But is there something else about you that just attracts people? Like your interests,
just hot? He's just hot.
Is that it?
I have a great sense of style, and I'm really easy to talk to. Can't you tell?
Yeah, we can. That's why we're still talking to you, because we love the conversation. What style are you flashing today? What do you got on today?
I'm wearing a hat that I got embroidered, and it says something stupid on it.
All right. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of stupid hats.
Stupid hats, man.
It's my favorite new hat. It's great.
That's really cool.
Oh, that's funny. Where do you do your shopping for all these stupid hats? Where do you go? Down along South Broadway or something?
I do go to the mall. Yeah.
The mall,
I'm that kind of guy.
You just wander around a Hot Topic, huh?
No, not Hot Topic. What am I, 16? Come on.
No, he's talking about South Broadway, man.
He said he went to the mall.
No, well, they refer to the South Broadway area.
Do they?
Come on, Jeremy.
Are we talking Park Meadows, Zach?
Cherry Creek.
Cherry Creek, Dom. See, a mall. You know, where the Cinnabon is.
The Cinnabon and the Auntie Anne's pretzels.
I was trying to make you a little bit hipper than you are, Zachary, and you let me down with Cherry Creek Mall.
I'm so square, man. There's no denying it. There's no avoiding it.
No, that's all right. Listen, I'm a big old nerd, so what do I care? Good for you. Well, all right. Listen, you have been absolutely delightful to talk to. Thank you for hanging out with your boys in the morning. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Nice meeting you, man.
Yeah, back at you. You guys are great. Thanks for chatting.
See you
later.
Bye,
Zachary.